أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم واصطنعتك لنفسي اذهب أنت وأخوك بآياتي ولا تنيا في ذكري اذهبا إلى فرعون إنه طغى فقولا له قولا لينا لعله يتذكر أو يخشى صدق الله العظيم. Continuing with the ni'mats that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bestowed upon Hazrat Musa alayhi salatu wassalam, amongst these ni'mats, perhaps the greatest of all of them, is the ni'mat wastana'tuka li nafsi. O Musa, certainly we had created you specially for us, we had chosen you, and that is for my nubuwat, and that is for the kalam and the speech. This choice that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had made for the nubuwat of Hazrat Musa alayhi salatu wassalam, and for that matter all the anbiya alayhi salatu wassalam, was done from before. In other words, from eternity, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had already chosen the anbiya alayhi salatu wassalam. Secondly, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala chose Hazrat Musa alayhi salatu wassalam to be that Nabi whom Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will make kalam with. All the Anbiya alayhi salatu wassalam would have received wahi and revelation from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in different forms, in different ways. But Musa alayhi salatu wassalam was given this great privilege, and hence here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions this fact. Thereafter, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala commands Musa alayhi salam, اذهب أنت وأخوك بآياتي. Musa, you and your brother Hazrat Harun alayhi salatu wa salam, go بآياتي and take my signs. ولا تنيا في ذكري, and do not be lax in my remembrance, that is remembering Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Here the two commands that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had given Hazrat Musa alayhi salatu wa salam together with Harun alayhi salatu wa salam, one is take the signs to Firaun. The signs that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala had given and granted Hazrat Musa alayhi salatu wa salam, he should utilize the signs when he is giving the da'wat and he is inviting Fir'aun towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Secondly, وَلَا تَنِيَا فِي ذِكْرِي, and do not be lax in my dhikr. Very important, and we will find that that is the usul also, that when a person goes out in gush and one invites towards Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, one should be engaged in the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But not only engaged in the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala whilst one is carrying out the act of da'wat, but at other times and at all times one should remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That here you are going to invite someone else towards Allah, you yourself should remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So hence the ulama have stated, one is the dhikr of Allah and one is the tadhkir of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. One is we ourselves remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and secondly we make others also remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That is why we'll find in the ayat of the Quran, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala addressing Nabi alayhi salatu wassalam, فَإِذَا فَرَغْتَ فَانْصَبْ وَإِلَىٰ رَبِّكَ فَارْغَبْ, that when you have completed one activity, when you have completed one part of your life, one part of your mission, and that is to give da'wat and invite, then after that you resume your toil and you stand up in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, ya ayyuhal muzammil qumil layla illa qalila. And that was the day and the night of our Nabi Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. During the day he would invite towards Allah, and at night he would stand up and remember Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. So this was not only unique to our Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam, this was general. All the Anbiya alayhi salatu wassalam were given this command, and that command also remains with us also. Thereafter Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, اِذْهَبَا إِلَىٰ فِرْعَوْنَ إِنَّهُ طَغَىٰ. Both of you, Musa and Harun, now you may proceed. You go to Fir'aun, for certainly Fir'aun has exceeded the bounds, has exceeded the limitations, he has transgressed all the laws of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Not only is he committing kufr, but he is also claiming to be Allah Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala himself. But when you do this da'wat and you invite, then فَقُولَ لَهُ قَوْلًا لَيِّنًا, then you will speak to him words of softness, words of kindness. That despite the fact that he is arrogant, despite the fact that he's claimed to be Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, this is the rule of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. And there can be no person more arrogant than Fir'aun. There can be no person arrogant, more arrogant than Abu Jahl. But this was the command of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala to all the Anbiya alayhimus salatu wassalam. On the one hand, we will find in Islam, when there is a need for jihad, Allah tabarak wa ta'ala gives the command that one will have to fight in the path of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. But never in the Sharia of Islam, never in the Quran, never in the Hadith, we will find Allah or His Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam commanding us to speak harshly to anyone. This has never ever been in the Quran, it's never in the Hadith, it is never in the Sharia. Especially when one is inviting towards Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, when like we stand in Salat, there are conditions. We cannot come here without wudu, we cannot come here in the need of ghusl, we cannot come here with our clothes being soiled, we cannot come here and read namaz facing in any direction. There are conditions of Salat. Like that in the work of da'wat also, when we are inviting anyone towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, even if it is our own children, even if it is our families, whoever it may be, there are definitely rules, and that rules Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has outlined in the Quran Karim very quickly. Udu'u ila sabili rabbika bil hikmati wal mu'idati al hasana. That when we invite towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we will do it with wisdom, and we will do it with mu'idati al hasana, with good advices. Good advices means in a proper manner we should make our approach to someone. Secondly, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, la'allahu yatadhakkaru aw yakhsha. When we are giving the da'wat, and when Fir'aun is giving, when Musa alayhi salatu wassalam is giving the da'wat together with his brother Hazrat Harun to Fir'aun, then one should keep in mind two things. La'allahu yatadhakkaru aw yakhsha. That perhaps he will take heed, he will accept the advice. In other words, when we are giving the da'wat, we should have this intention in mind that the person accepts the advice. Secondly, oh yaksha, or he becomes struck with the awe of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. Some ulama have said, فَقُولَ لَهُ قَوْلَ لَيِّنَا, the layyin speech that we should be speaking to him about Allah. One is this, that we speak to him that Allah tabarak wa ta'ala's maghfirat, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's kindness is far more greater than Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's wrath, Allah's anger and Allah's adab. Secondly, is that لَعَلَّهُ يَتَذَكَّرُ, he takes heed and he leaves the gunas and the sins that he is committing. Oh yakhsha, he has the awe of Allah, and awe is made up of the love and the respect of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, and that motivates him towards becoming obedient to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the sense that he practices upon the commandments of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. May Allah ta'ala give us the tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanallahumma wa bihamdika, ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk.